This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Man, this has really been a good topic so far tonight. If you're just tuning in, here as we're kicking off hour number three.
The future.
We're talking about the future and how to get from here to there and ending governments, monopolies over things, disruptive technologies. And I don't think we've brought up a single bit of show prep tonight.
No, we haven't, as a matter of fact.
We've just been talking. I like this. So, you know, if you missed the first 2 hours, go to freetalklive.com later tonight. And that should probably be much... Actually, no, it might not be later tonight. I might actually do something different with this show. I may put the archive up online before
it airs.
The show airs for the first time ever. Because we can. And
dude, how am I getting tomorrow's show today? What's going on? I just went to Free Talk Live and it was there. I don't understand.
So, but check that out over at freetalklive.com, and you can hear the whole conversation that we've been having about, you know, what the future could be like, disruptive tech and things like that. But we were just talking about agorism,
yes.
Which, for those that are new to the term, is essentially the free market. It's the open marketplace. But some pure, true agorists would say, well, you can't be an agorist unless you want to be an agorist. You have to be there with the intention to take down the state.
I think agorism is just actions.
I tend to fall on your side of this one. I think that anyone operating outside of the system is operating in the agora, whether they are aware of, you know, the end of the state being a goal or not.
I mean, a lot of people aren't going to pay attention to any of that.
But to go back to the original point about what the purported idea behind agorism is, according to Samuel Konkin, who popularized the term, and by popular I mean amongst libertarians, but according to him, the idea was that the agorist businesses would sort of eventually come from out from the underground into real life, into like public view, so to speak. So taking your agorist restaurant from inside of your home and opening the home or advertising it or moving into a physical location elsewhere, but not asking for permission, not getting the government license, not getting the whatever permits there are out there, not paying the government bribes. And we're not just talking about restaurants. This would be for, like, security. This would be for all kinds of things, especially the things that governments do. So what brought us into this conversation was titling and things like that. But let's look at security, because that's an interesting one where the government gang will absolutely defend its turf, because now you're going up against the police. It was one thing to go up against the titling agency.
Sure.
Now you're going up against the cops. You're saying, hey, we'll do a better job over here at Captain Kickass Security Company. We'll provide
Kickass Security
Incorporated or whatever. We'll provide you with better security at a lower price every year. Here's what you pay in your taxes to the police. You give us that amount or less, and we'll do a better job.
Right.
We'll come within 30 minutes of, you know, or 30 seconds or whatever, 2 minutes. We'll be there within this certain amount of time. We're contracted to be there. Whereas government, if you call them, they may not show up.
Yeah, at all.
And there's no obligation for them to show up. And there's been plenty of court cases that have said that it doesn't matter. You can call them, but they don't have to show up. Yeah. And they don't have to provide you with any services, but you got to pay. Now, so the idea would be, long-term idea of the agorism thing is that these companies would sort of come out, they'd compete with the state, and then people, just based on the market, would say, oh, well, that's obviously a better choice. I'll go over here.
Right.
And that's a great idea. But the reality of it is the state will use violence to stop you.
Yes.
Right? So at some point, you'll have to defend yourself against them, and then things get really ugly.
Unless you can find a way around it. So as you were talking just now, I just thought to myself, what if besides being an Uber driver, you could also be a security person.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not actively engaged in a ride and, you know, somebody hits the panic button for their security service that you're providing and they're the closest person, they respond.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a great idea.
Now you've incorporated
An
existing application with a different use case, decentralized security. So you could, you know, sort of play dual roles. Let's say
And that could be done by cell 411 as well.
It certainly could, yeah. And particularly in a state like New Hampshire, where like you could just carry. You don't have to get any licenses or anything. Like, that's an armed security force.
That's an interesting thing, Captain, because, you know, it takes away the centralized aspect, and they can't target if it's not a company or whatever. Right. They can't go, because that's what the cops will do, right? They'll be like, whoa, this is a gang. We can't have a competing, we're the only gang in town. We can't have a competing gang. So then they show up and, you know, ruin your life and destroy your property.
Yeah. How cool would it be is if something happened, you know, if there was like a break-in or something at somebody's house, right? Mm-hmm. And they subscribed to this decentralized security service, and somebody showed up, ran the intruders off or whatever, mm-hmm. and then was able to, you know, not only help, you know, whomever, you know, the homeowner or whatever it is, you know, get through the thing, but also took down all of the information that the police were going to need, and then when the police show up, this private security person is like, yeah, hey, here's what happened, here's all the paperwork, thanks, have a good day. What would the police be like? They'd be like, what the hell just happened?
Whoa.
Yeah, this guy just did our job for us? Whoa, weird.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm glad you brought that up, because that is a good solution, because that's always been my objection to, you know, running an agro security company, is like, they're going to come after you.
Right.
But if they don't have a central place they can come after, they won't know what to do about that.
The Uber for private security. We've just invented it here on Free Talk Live. I hope somebody goes out there and puts that into action and makes millions of dollars off of it.
Interestingly, and whether there's money to be made off of it is another question, or at least how soon that would be the case. There's actually somebody that's already doing this, sort of. So when we purchased, when the church, Shire Free Church, earlier this year, purchased Cell 411, and it was because Virgil, who, longtime Free Talk Live listener and supporter, he was going through some personal issues and just couldn't take care of the business of Cell 411 anymore, and it was sort of floundering, and it was taken down from the Google App Store, and that's why I was trying to reach him. Like, hey, man, what's going on with Cell 411? Where'd it go? He didn't even know it was down. He was so distracted with his personal issues that were going on. And so he's like, look, man, I want to get out of this. Can you help me? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is definitely right up the church's alley. This is something that, you know, we've got a mission of fostering peace and, yeah, what can I do to help? Like, well, pay off these programmers. I owe them X thousands of dollars, and then, you know, you can have Cell 411. And one of the things that I always wanted from Cell 411 that Virgil was never willing to do was to open source it.
Right.
And because there's some people that won't use it because it's not open source. Right. And I just think open source projects are important.
I agree.
And you know, he understandably at the time he'd poured a lot of his own personal savings into developing Cell 411. So you can understand why somebody would want to keep that closed.
He's personally invested, yeah.
He was personally invested. He was hoping that it could make money someday, and it never panned out. And so we purchased it, and the intention is to make it open source. Now, we haven't done that yet because we want to get it fixed first before that happens. So our co-host, nobody's been working very hard on that. So hopefully we'll see that in quarter one, but it's hard to predict software. We were hoping for Christmas. It's software. It's done when it's done, right? So at some point in 2021, I want to see this thing get open source. Well, the thing that was interesting was what we discovered was there's a company out there called Integrated Emergency Response. And if you go and you look this up on the app stores, you'll find an app that is labeled this. But it's Cell 411, but it's been sort of white labeled as Integrated Emergency Response. What is it? Well, it's an app that's specific to South Africa. And South Africa is a cluster F as far as crime is concerned. It is bad. Now, I didn't know how bad it was until I talked. Nobody and I got on the phone with the guy from Integrated Emergency Response. Because what happened was, due to some testing issues, a server got taken down for some amount of time.
Yeah.
And they noticed. And they said, hey, what's going on? You know, this server's down. We need this back up. and we didn't realize, you know, that anybody that cared.
They piggybacked on it for their white label. Okay,
I mean,
we knew
that it existed, but we didn't. We hadn't even talked to them yet over the months or whatever, and so they finally reached out, like, hey, what's going on? And then we scheduled a meeting. We got the server back up, got them back online, and scheduled a meeting, and that's when the guy that was behind it told us about what's going on in South Africa, which is, like, crazy crime going on there. And I'll tell you more about that coming up and how this sort of relates to what you were talking about, decentralized emergency response. On the way here on Free Talk Live, the New Year's Eve episode, continuing.
He mooses the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This episode of Free Talk Live, presented by SACL CAI. Download it for free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live New Year's Eve episode. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
AnyPay 2.0 is here. And crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth. But some wallets, sadly, just aren't ready for this impressive new technology. And I'm talking about some really great wallets like Coinomi and Exodus, RelayX, Bread Wallet. These wallets, sadly, they don't work with AnyPay, and that's because they haven't integrated the required pay technology to make payments really smooth. And so what they need to do is, well, they need to hear from users like you. If you are a user of Coinomi, Exodus, RelayX, or Bread Wallet, there's instructions on how to reach out to those wallet programmers at anypayinc.com/upgrade, anypayinc.com/upgrade. Just take a moment and send them a message saying, hey, you'd like to really use these wallets that you're a user of to make payments in real life, yeah, thanks to AnyPay. And they'll explain to you there at anypayinc.com/upgrade why some wallets don't work and why some wallets do. And again, the steps that you can take to help make these wallets better, because it's decentralized. Crypto's decentralized, which means not everybody's on the same page, and it gets a little complicated. So we just have to ask. It's the marketplace. We have to ask for what we want.
Well, and AnyPay has done an interesting thing that we were talking about. You know, currencies and, you know, recognizing different things that government puts out, different documents, that kind of thing. Currency kind of is a document. AnyPay's done a really interesting thing where the cashier doesn't even need to know anything about cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
You don't have to go, hey, I want to pay with Bitcoin Cash, or I want to pay with Bitcoin regular, or I want to pay with whatever cryptocurrency.
It used to be that way,
but they don't anymore.
That was AnyPay 1.0.
They just present a QR code, and whatever cryptocurrency you decide to scan is what it will use to pay the retailer. It's great.
It really is. Check them out, anypayinc.com/upgrade. So we were just talking about Cell 411.
Yeah, and you were talking about the security bit.
Well, integrated emergency response. Yeah. This is a South African branded version of Cell 411. Same guts, basically, but it's just branded differently. And it's interesting because it's a proof that, well, at least in theory, it's a proof of concept of what you're kind of talking about, where the idea would be that in the future, which
the future
is now,
that
people can have a decentralized response to emergency situations. Mm-hmm. And so what they're doing over there, again, the crime situation in South Africa is dismal. Like, it is incredibly dangerous, at least according to what this guy was telling us. And what you don't want is to, because like with Cell 411, normally you can send out a public alert,
right,
if you want. And then anyone who you don't know, because normally the idea behind Cell 411 is you have a group of your friends, you create a cell or multiple cells, so you can have like one for your family, one for your friends,
yeah,
one for your neighbors or whatever. But anyway, the idea is you have your own group of people that you trust that you've invited into your cell. And that way when you send an alert out, hey, I'm being robbed, or, you know, something bad's happening to me, then your friends get it. And if they're in the area, they can come and respond and help you, because then you know who's coming. If you want, you can send a public alert, and then any supposed good Samaritan in the area can get that notice and then come and help you.
Right.
And that works if you're in a place with good people, but apparently in South Africa, there's a bunch of bad people around.
Right.
So what you don't want to do there is send an alert saying that I'm broken down by the side of the road.
Right.
Because then some criminal who might be on the system can be like, alrighty then. And then, you know, they show up and rob you while you're on the side
now
of the road.
Now you've made yourself bait.
Yeah. So they actually did something where you can send... You can still use it for cells, for private use, but you can also send an alert, and they are monitoring, IER, the Integrated Emergency Response. They have a central, you know, place,
yeah,
where they're actually monitoring for these calls, and then they can dispatch professionals to come, who are not the cops, you know, to come and help you, basically.
Right.
So it's sort of a semi-centralized model of Cell 411, where there's a monitoring station, basically.
Sure.
They're monitoring people that are sending these things in. But it was interesting because what we learned about them is they're actually owned by an insurance company.
Oh, nice. That's been one of the predictions from some of the, like, I know Andreas Antonopoulos talks about, you know, that kind of thing. I think pre-cancer Stefan Molyneux talks talked about, how, insurance companies largely could absorb the security apparatus that, in the absence of government, that police supposedly provide, that insurance companies would be a likely candidate to, provide those types of services. It's interesting that that's actually
happened. In this case, it's actually a health insurance company.
Wow.
Yeah. And when you join IER, when you download the app and you start creating the account, it gives you the opportunity. You can create a free account, but you can also create a paid version of IER. And there's a couple of different tiers. So there's like the basic tier, and then there's the pro tier, or whatever they call it. And they're very, very cheap. So like we looked at the South African rand and calculated what it would be in dollars to see what they were charging, and it was like $3 basically for the lowest tier, and then like $7.50
per month. Okay.
Yeah, for the higher tier of service. And what they include in that service is like hospital fees.
Wow.
So like, or some amount of deductible or whatever off of hospital fees, like a significant amount. So that's because it's a health insurance company. Now they haven't done particularly well at monetizing this. However long it's been on. But what also was interesting was we learned there are competitors to this in South Africa.
Oh?
So there's one or two other companies that have made a similar app.
Nice.
And are competing in this particular marketplace. So I thought you'd find that very interesting, that the model you were discussing kind of already exists.
Yeah, some of the other things that just pop into my mind, things that have been discussed about where does this technology come from, it's going to come from the places that it helps people the most, the soonest.
Well, and that's why it's working there, because the cops there are useless.
Right.
That's the difference, is like here the cops are going to show up and they're going to try to shut you down if you're competing with there. There it's like cops aren't even around, they're not going to show up anywhere. And they're not a problem,
right?
Basically, they may be a problem, but they're not the same kind of problem.
That's fantastic. I love to hear about that kind of stuff, and it's just more signs, that this is going to grow. This is the way of the future. People with imagination combined with philosophy are going to make the Agora a reality.
It's very exciting times, and this is one of the reasons why I think it's so important that we combine our efforts and that we move physically into the same place, because the more people like us there are in one geographic area, the more likely these sorts of projects can take root.
Yeah,
because you have to have a core group of users for something like this, decentralized, whether it's rideshare or emergency response or underground restaurants or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're starting to see that core group being formed here in New Hampshire, where there are these things called market days, for instance, that happen, I think, right now on a once-a-month basis.
I love market day.
In most of the state, there's like different, there's Manchester, there's Seacoast, there's Keene.
Yeah, there's three or four of them.
And so they're happening where people can come together and, offer whatever wares they have for sale to people who are generally friendly within the Liberty community. And it's sort of like a little genesis of what things could come out of this.
It's a community infrastructure.
Yes, very exciting stuff, very exciting times. And so if you haven't yet made the plan to make the migration to New Hampshire, you really ought to take it seriously.
Come on down.
Especially here in 2021. We got more Free Talk Live on the way. If you want to learn more about moving here, go to move.shiresociety.com. And this is Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, he was a runaway into rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the drain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loved it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life. You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Socialism for rich people. That's what Speaker Pelosi and Senator Sanders have sketched out.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky speaking on the Senate floor. The Kentucky Republicans saying there's no realistic path for $2,000 checks. California Highway Patrol beginning its maximum enforcement period for New Year's Eve tonight to ensure all drivers can usher in 2021 safely. PIO for the CHP, Josh Ogilby, saying officers will be joining with local law enforcement throughout the state to keep impaired drivers off the road and help stranded motorists.
We partner with the National Traffic Safety Administration and nine western states to form the Western States Traffic Safety Coalition.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. Good news if you're one of those struggling to find employment during the pandemic.
Unemployment Aid will continue to provide a lifeline for millions of workers who continue to struggle to find a job amid the coronavirus pandemic. Now that President Trump's signature is on the $900 billion stimulus bill, the Department of Labor says it does not anticipate that eligible claimants will miss a week of benefits and should be added soon to unemployment benefits. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As we head into 2021, one of the things many people are keeping their eye on is cybersecurity. In December, a massive computer breach allowed hackers to spend months exploring numerous U.S. government networks and private company systems around the world. Cybersecurity expert Lisa Garber saying,
hopefully the next administration and the one after that will start to get a bit more specific as to what the United States policies will be.
Garber also saying on Fox News, the hackers only have to be right once. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Recent episode of Free Talk Live, presented by SACL CAI. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, the New Year's Eve episode of the show. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
And we were talking about the future, given that it's New Year's Eve.
The future.
Coming
the future.
Next. We don't know. We don't know. Especially given how crazy 2020 has been. Where
is 2021 going to say, hold my beer?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Time will tell. But as we were just talking about, one of the solutions to this insanity is to actually gather people together,
yes,
who are of a like mindset. And I know that's the same thing we've been saying for the last 15 years. But it's the one that's working. It's the one that there's actually evidence.
You can find tangible, evidence that of results.
Right. Now, maybe it's not working as fast as some people would like,
yeah,
but then again, we don't have as many people here as we could. I mean, if we had 10 times as many people, it'd probably work a little bit faster. So, if you care about the ideas of liberty, you really need to consider making the move to New Hampshire. And you know what? If you want to test the waters first and kind of check things out before you decide to commit, well, come on up this summer for ForkFest. It's going to be June 28th through July 4th. So yep. Go ahead and mark your calendar right now. And better yet, if you think you can make it, call up Rogers Campground. They got winter hours, which means they're barely in the office, but they will check their messages from time to time. And let them know you want to reserve either campsite or RV site or a motel room for June 28th through July 4th. It's a perfect opportunity to come up, check out New Hampshire, see what it's like to actually be around.
Well, I think they have a website, too, where you can go reserve a thing.
And then they'll call you for, like, the deposit or whatever.
Cool. Have you done that?
I did that last year. Yeah, that's how I got my room.
RogersCampground.com, I believe, is their website. There's also a ForkFest unofficial website over at ForkFest.party, and that's because ForkFest is a decentralized libertarian camping festival. And what that means when I say decentralized is that there's no one who's technically in charge of the festival. There's no organizers. There's no board of directors. There's no official schedule. It's just a bunch of liberty-minded people in the same campground hanging out and doing whatever they feel like doing. Last year, you guys put on a concert, you and your band.
A concert, bro.
For the first time at ForkFest.
Well, also, it was the only live music that I'm aware of that was publicly available in the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah, at probably the whole region at that time. And may have been only one of the few concerts that happened all year as far as ones that weren't lame-o drive-in.
Yeah, well, since
concerts.
The government shut down, you know, live performance of any kind.
So check it out, ForkFest.party. It's a great excuse to feel the experience of what it's like to be surrounded by other freedom-minded people and get a taste of what that community could be like if you actually lived here all the time.
Yep.
Because if you really are serious about the ideas of liberty, then you have to ask yourself, well, how serious are you? Are you willing to actually pick up your life and move to a place that is more free? Now, of course, the big objection is going to be, well, but 2020, you guys had a lockdown. You guys had a this and that. You know, there's all these mask measures. A mask mandate, they say, in New Hampshire.
We partied anyway.
Yeah, we did. And we continue to party anyway,
here
as a matter
I am.
Of fact. And I continue to not wear a mask around town and continue to really have no issues doing that. So, I mean, New Hampshire's official quote-unquote response, legal governmental response, was not great. It was not, you know, impressive. It wasn't South Dakota. Does that mean that everyone should move to South Dakota? No.
No.
And the reason is because, is there a lot of people moving to South Dakota right now? Supposedly. But they're conservatives, okay? Yep. So, the people who are trying to get out of California, who want a conservative, what's the best term for the kind of state they want? Theocracy?
Yes.
Or whatever?
Yeah.
Those people are moving to South Dakota. New Hampshire is a libertarian migration project. It is not a conservative movement. Libertarians are not conservatives.
They're not conservatives. They're not liberals.
Yeah.
They are D, none of the above.
And these are the libertarian migration here is a migration of activists. That's different than your average American who's frustrated with a liberal city trying to just get out of that place.
Right.
So that's, there's no doubt that a bunch of conservatives moving to a place is going to have an effect in the same way that a bunch of, hippies moving to Vermont had an effect on Vermont.
Right, right.
And the same thing's true of the libertarians moving to New Hampshire. The more of us there are moving here, the more of an effect that we are going to have and that we have already had. And there's proof in the pudding. Like we mentioned earlier, 30 state reps here are free staters. That's tremendous. That's a record-setting number.
Yep.
And that's just one of the political effects. There's also the community effects. There's the agora that we talked about earlier in this hour. That's getting stronger as more people come here and can contribute their different talents and their different services and products to it.
And that's the beautiful thing about individuals. You know, whether you consider yourself a libertarian, an anarchist, an individualist, whatever, whatever term you want to use to describe yourself, individuals all have different talents, different abilities, and that's what's beautiful about individuals. I think there should be more individualism in this world. It should be encouraged more instead of the attempts to homogenize people, like when, you go to public school, for example.
Yeah. Now, you've been here for not quite 2 years, year and a half?
Year and a half-ish,
basically, at this point. You're a new homeowner.
I am.
And so you're settling in. I mean, you must feel like this was a good choice.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoy being around other people that are also freedom-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Right, where you could take a look at that and go, well, is this free? Does this make me more free? No, it makes me less free. Okay, well, now everybody has their little idiosyncrasies, and we have lots of debates in the community about different things, about, how freedom should be dispensed and delivered and, all that fun stuff. But I really enjoy being around other people that enjoy being free and allow you to be as free as you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's very important. Also,
Man, I love transacting in cryptocurrency.
Like, yeah, it's nice. I know we've talked about it already, but not to kick a dead horse, but it is great. I lived in one of the tech hubs of the entire planet in Seattle, Washington, yeah. And there was one crypto machine, and you know it had all sorts of KYC attached to it.
Know your customer requirements.
Yeah, you had to show an ID and all that kind of stuff to use it. And one in the entire Seattle area, and there's three within 2 miles of here.
There's actually four.
Four within 2 miles or so.
Three of them don't require. Oh, no, two of them don't require the know your customer junk, and two of them do.
Well, that's the other thing about making the move is, don't make it and be like, oh well, I'll just see how it is. You got to be in it for the long term, right?
Commit to it.
Yeah, these things don't change overnight.
I wish they could.
So don't have that idea in your head if you're considering moving, that once you get here, I'm here for the freedom. Where's it at? Oh, it's not here. Oh, well, screw you guys. I'm out of here. No, you have to become a part of it. You have to figure out what your fortes are, how you fit in, how you can contribute, and then do those things and commit to staying here, because freedom isn't a thing that you can just buy or just go get. It's something that you have to commit to as a lifelong philosophy. And so those are the types of people that should be moving here.
Absolutely. So you really, again, if you really care about freedom, you have to ask yourself, what are you willing to do? I mean, now that question, I think, is more important to answer than it has ever been. Now is, at least in our lifetime, a time where we see freedom being threatened as much as it has ever been in our lifetime. And I mean, that's not to say that other people haven't had, worse situations in the past in other parts of the world or whatever. But as far as here and now is concerned, across the United States and across the planet, we're seeing a dramatic destruction of whatever levels of freedoms that we had. And we didn't have a whole lot of freedom previously, but now it's dramatically lessened.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what are you going to do about it? Because voting harder isn't going to get you out of this.
No, and I'm an individual who doesn't participate in the voting system of government, but I have voted in the most important way possible that I can think of.
With your feet?
That's with my feet.
Yeah.
I voted with my feet.
And your money, and your crypto.
And my money, and my, I've voted with my geographic location.
Right.
So here I am. So whatever I produce, is going to be, whatever value I give out into the world and I'm rewarded with, I'm going to spread that here in this community instead of somewhere else.
Yeah. If you, if you've got family, bring them with you. As long as they're not total statists, leave them at home. But, if you feel like you're stuck where you are, I feel bad for you, because it's a lot better when you actually have a community of freedom-loving people who are around you, even if you don't get along with all of them. And, and if it's a large enough community, it's guaranteed you're not going to get along with all of them. And that's okay.
It's true with any community.
Because there's enough of them here where you can be choosy about who you hang out with. We got more coming up, and it is a New Year's Eve edition. It's Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
More of the freshest episode of Free Talk Live, presented by SACL CAI. Listen online at freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and it really has been a special episode here tonight where it's just been you and I, Captain, all night long here.
It's been fun.
No phone calls because, well, we're not actually in the studio tonight. This has all been pre-recorded due to a thing that maybe we could tell you about now, but we'll wait until another night. Because if I start running this early, then we definitely can't tell you
right
about it now.
Let's not spill the beans.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. But it's a fun thing, and hopefully you'll enjoy hearing about it at the time. We've been discussing next year and the future in general, and like agorism, working outside of the system, getting people together who care about the ideas of freedom. You know, 2020 was a record-setting year here in New Hampshire as far as migrants, as far as people who...
Really?
Officially. Huh. Now, not counting people who don't sign up for the Free State Project, because there's a bunch of those folks.
Right.
You know, there's, for instance, Aria is somebody who did not sign up for the Free State Project.
Well, I didn't.
You
sign.
Didn't either.
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of people are like you, where they don't want to join this thing. They'd rather just move. And
I don't like signing things unless it's an agreement that I, you know what I mean, that I agree with and, you know, want to put my signature on. So I agree with the premise.
Yeah.
You know,
of migrating freedom-loving people,
absolutely.
Activists, to the same place.
I figured it was more important to show up than it was to sign a thing.
I totally agree. It's more important to do things, too, when you show up, and you've definitely been doing a lot. Yeah, and I don't want to take away from people that just want to move here and make a better life. Do that, too. I
mean, yes, please.
Even if you feel like you don't want to do activism, you're still better off in a place where there's a bunch more freedom-loving people and freedom-loving activists in that same place. And even if all you do is occasionally talk to your neighbors about freedom and, you know, vote or something like that, that's still put you in a better way here than in a lot of other places. But record-setting year, the Free State Project came out with numbers, and this was 2 or 3 weeks ago. This was back in November. I think it was actually at the end of November they came out with this. So I guess it was 4 weeks. But anyway, they were saying that there were over 200 people who had moved as part of the Free State Project this year.
Hmm.
Now, that doesn't sound like a whole lot of people, but it's the largest number they've ever had. and that's significant. It suggests that people are starting to come at a larger, faster clip than they ever have.
Yeah.
And whether that's because the Free State Project is coming to a close as far as its five-year window of time. So what happened, for those that don't know, the Free State Project is this migration of freedom-loving people, activists to New Hampshire, libertarian types, voluntarists, anarchists, that has been going on. It was formed in 2001. And in 2003, the first 5,000 people who joined at that point voted on which state that they wanted it to be. So there were 10 candidate states. All of the 10 states had less than 1.5 million population. That was the number one factor as to what eliminated states versus kept them.
Right.
And they voted overwhelmingly for New Hampshire. And so then the move began. And people started moving. We moved, Free Talk Live moved in 2006. So we were one of the first couple hundred people to move up here. And, you know, every year, 100 or so or whatever, I don't know what the exact amounts were, but less than 200 people moved. And, you know, some people stayed, and some people left because it's not right for everybody, and that's okay. And everybody's on their own personal journey towards whatever it is they're doing.
Sure.
So for some people, it was just a pit stop, and for others, they've died here. You know, other people have lived here and actually perished in New Hampshire. And so this year, you know, is actually – so what happened in 2016 was they got to their 20,000 signer goal, where the idea was to get 20,000 people to sign up and say, hey, if 19,000 plus other people say they'll move, I'll move too to New Hampshire. And they hit that goal in 2016. It was February of 2016. They had like a big, you know, gathering where they announced that it was official. It was now the move was starting. Even though people had been moving that whole time,
right,
those were considered early movers.
Right.
And then as of February of 2016, that was the official begin of the five-year window that people agreed, all right, well, if they hit 20,000, then there's going to be 5 years, and I'll move within that five-year window. So at the end of that window is February, this coming February. So 2 months.
2 months.
Technically 1 month. Because
you got 2 months to get here, people.
Yeah, 5 weeks.
2 months.
Chop, chop. So whether people are showing up in 2020 because their time's running out or... You know, I mean, because I don't think people take it that seriously.
Yeah.
I think it's the situation in 2020. I think it's the crackdowns on freedom across the United States and across the world. I think that's what's motivating people. For instance, the people that have been coming here to Keene that have been visiting over the last few months, several months, we've had a tremendous uptick, like a noticeable uptick. We just had a guy here visiting, a couple nights ago on
the Domster.
On the show. Yeah, the Domster. You know, so we've had a bunch of people come up here. When you talk to those folks, and I heard you interviewing him on the air, and it was a recent decision for him.
Yeah.
I don't think he's even a Free Stater. He just, you know, was like, hey, I got sick of X, Y, and Z happening, and I wanted to do something about it. And so the more people that know that we exist, that know that this migration exists, the worse things get out there, the more of those people are going to finally snap. There's going to be some final straw, and that'll be it. And they'll be like, all right, that's it. I'm finally going there, and I think that's why we've seen this uptick in visitors. When you ask them, like, well, what brought you here? Why are you here now? I don't remember any of them saying this year, oh, well, it's almost my time. My time's almost up for the Free State Project. I don't think any of them said that.
I don't think any of them have. Yeah, that's true.
So I think it's going to get bigger in 2021. I think more people are going to migrate here than we've ever seen. And, you know, the bad news is there are, of course, statists that are migrating as well, like people leaving New York.
Yeah, there's folks, you know, vacating the big cities or the places where it's even more authoritarian.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's another flight to the burbs, if you will.
But the good news is those people aren't activists. They're just people who want to get out of the city for whatever reason. So, and it's always been an objection to New Hampshire is, oh, well, you guys have the mass holes moving up north from Massachusetts, and they're going to ruin the state. And that's always been the big objection to people moving here.
Yeah.
It's like, well, again, those people aren't activists. They're just average folks who don't like where they are for whatever reason they want to leave. Your typical activist has a larger influence than an average person, right? Because the activist is specifically doing things to target more freedom, getting rid of government out of our lives. So if there's one thing I can encourage you to really look at for 2021 is to think about where you are and whether you really want to be there still.
Yeah, I would encourage people to ask yourself if you really know what freedom is.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you find out, is that something you really want? If the answer to that is yes, then consider moving out here.
Yeah, and you know what? If New Hampshire isn't right for you, I would look at other options, too. I mean, there's the Crypto Frontier Project down in the Mariana Islands. I think I heard the Seasteaders now have purchased a boat, like a giant cruise ship.
Yeah, there's something going on there. Right, they did purchase a cruise ship.
Yeah, and they're selling off rooms.
They're selling off, sort of in the style of purchasing a condominium.
Right.
You know, you can buy your own room, and then, you know, there's some sort of association bit, you know, kind of like a homeowners association for the upkeep of the boat and all that stuff to, you know.
It sounds like an interesting project. That's one of those ones that I, you know, kind of like
I'd be interested to talk to somebody involved in it.
Yeah.
You know, if you know anybody involved in it, put them in touch with us here at Free Talk Live. I'd love to talk to them.
Well, I mean, we've talked to the Seasteaders before, so I'm sure if we needed to, we could reach out to them and talk to them about it. But the last Seastead attempt, or the first, it was the first and the most recent, was out in Thailand where they set up a platform, and they built a little tiny house or something on this sea platform,
yep.
Which was, you know, expensive. It's an expensive project because it's not just like a platform. It had like a, I don't know what you call it, like a weight, basically like a lengthy weight that goes down below the waves, so it keeps the platform relatively steady so you don't have crazy seasickness problems out there, getting thrown around by the waves. So it's an interesting idea, and apparently the Thai government decided it was really interesting too. So they sent out troops, and they raided the place. And I don't know if they burned it or just, like, kept the thing.
I don't remember. But
they wanted to arrest the people who were there. But
they got notice in advance somehow that they were coming.
No, they didn't get notice.
No?
No, they just happened to be, like, in town, basically. They'd left to go shopping or something in Thailand.
Yeah.
And so they were in the country when the raid went down.
Oh, geez.
And they happened to be, like, in a bar, and they saw a TV set that was showing details about what was going on.
And they're like, that's our home.
Well, I don't know if they said it out loud.
Well, right,
but like, oh my
God, in their head, anyway.
We can't go home.
Right.
And then they escaped from Thailand.
Huh.
And luckily did not get arrested and charged with whatever kind of tyranny they would have been charged with in that case. So it didn't go real well, the first Seastead attempt. And so, you know, I hope they have better luck with the boat idea. And as from what I understand, they're going to be in, like, Panama instead of Thailand. So maybe it'll be a little more friendly to them. But, you know, it's one of those things. We'll keep our eyes on some of these projects. I know our co-host Mark Edge, he's sort of obsessed with all of these alternatives out there. But the real movement, the successful one, the one that has had a track record, is here in New Hampshire. It's the one with thousands of people who've moved. It's not some pie-in-the-sky thing that might happen.
Right.
It's already happening. And I highly recommend that you take a serious look at it.
Yeah, I really couldn't agree more. I did look at several places other than New Hampshire, mm-hmm. you know, when I made my decision, but New Hampshire was the first place that I found out about, and the rabid nature of the folks that are here, you know, surrounding things like the Free State Project and, you know, the other, you know, folks who've migrated, I figured that I would regret not coming here.
We are out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Why did you move to the Shire?
I moved here to the Shire because there's other people around who take liberty just as seriously as I do.
I moved to the Shire because I saw videos of people challenging authority and thought that I could get support myself. It called to me, like, do this, right now.
I wanted to be around people like me who got it. And once I got here, I knew there was nowhere else that I wanted to be.
I've always wanted to change the world. So I moved to the Shire to join people who were actually working towards doing the same thing.
The people here are awesome, loving, and positive. It was for the adventure and for the feeling of something important is happening here. And I just wanted to come to sort of be part of that.
Visit ShireSociety.com to read and sign the Shire Society Declaration and learn the reasons why, if you love liberty, you should immigrate to the Shire. Plus, connect with others via the forum at ShireSociety.com. That's ShireSociety.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.